This is Tom Roy with radio news from Wavefarm's WGXC in New York. News about radio waves, transmission art, wireless surveillance, and other broadcast issues from wavefarm.org. Paul Rimsmondale at radiosurvivor.com reports that this week North Carolina Representative Mel Watt introduced a new bill to create performance royalties for terrestrial radio. His Free Market Royalty Act would create a market wherein broadcasters and copyright holders negotiate royalty rate. This is exactly what Clear Channel has been doing recently, as the radio company has been striking deals to pay royalties for its terrestrial stations in exchange for better rates for its online iHeartRadio. But the Free Market Royalty Act participation would be compulsory for all broadcasters, including online services such as Pandora, satellite radio, and terrestrial broadcasts. You can read more about the Free Market Royalty Act at radiosurvivor.com. William Aramis at Slate.com reports that Silk Road mastermind Dread Pirate Roberts was arrested on October 2nd. Ross William Ulbricht is the name of the man who ran the online anonymous marketplace from his San Francisco apartment. And Aramis at Slate tells the story of how he got caught. It seems in March of 2012, Ulbricht went onto the Stack Overflow website, where programmers ask questions of one another about coding problems. FBI investigators must have seen him type a question that said, quote, "How can I connect to a Tor hidden service using curl and PHP," unquote. Silk Road is, of course, a Tor hidden service. And then, according to the criminal complaint, Ulbricht posted that question using his own real name. Less than 1 minute later, he changed his username to Frosty. According to the criminal complaint, the encryption key on Silk Road's server ended with the substring Frosty at Frosty. Well, Silk Road was an anonymous trading service that used the online Bitcoin monetary system for funds and was used by people to buy anything anonymously, including drugs.